We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
13 before 8, Friday morning, January 14th, time of day where we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you go to jffcu.org, you'll find some calculators that can help you. And Mark Rosa, good morning. Today we're going to talk about inflation and some numbers that came out. And if you're not trying to get ahead of this, you can find yourself in a deep inflationary hole. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Happy Friday to you. Glad to be with you.
Same to you, sir.
And you're right. We've got some things that I could try to put some pieces together here, because many times we hear the news and we hear fragments and on different days. And then it's really, when it comes together, it's got a little bit more of a dramatic outcome when you're seeing this in front of you. So starting out, the U.S. wages rose in 2021 at the quickest pace in decades. So people are saying, wow, we've got labor markets that are tight. We all know that. We've been talking about it for a long time. And people are fine. Companies are paying more for wages, and I could get a job that's, you know, paying more than I've ever made. And you have all those conversations because that news has come out, and that's reality of what companies are facing hiring someone. Well, then they have to pass along. They have to pass along those costs through their products, or else they're not going to be in business very long. So we had some this past week. We had some producer prices, which the company would see. It's on a wholesale level. And then how did it translate to the consumer prices that we would see in the grocery store? Producer prices in December up almost 10% from a year ago, 9.7 to be specific. And then they're apparently eating some of their costs, because consumer prices are up 7%. But that creates a 40-year high, 40 years. Some people that are at work, and I see them on campus, and so they're not even close to being 40 years old. And this is the inflation factor that they've been met with. Again, a 40-year high. So, okay, so then it starts going through the banking system. It starts going through the economy. And a year ago, you could buy your home, get out a mortgage, and the 30-year mortgage rate was 2.23, a fantastic rate. You and I were talking about this last summer. Refinance if you can. Go get something if you want it. Add on to the house while COVID was going on. A lot of people did that because the money was so cheap and the opportunities were available. Well, now the 30-year fixed rate is 3.5, up from 2.2, basically. So we see how quickly that's happened. It's responding to the inflation pressures. Interest rates or the cost of money are going to start going up. And that vicious cycle, unfortunately, tends to continue. That you've got the oil, we talked about that started going up about a year ago when some pressures were brought, even from the administration. They're saying we're going to cut the pipeline and things. Well, that's not saying that the oil is not going to get here. They had to put it on trucks instead of producing it and transporting it more efficiently. So all of those costs start rolling into the economy, and we're seeing it. And like I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Tommy, that it was, you know, people will say, because I remember it happening in the early 80s when inflation was so high, and there's the 40 years ago mark. With people, I'm making more money than I've ever made. I've got these raises at work. I've got a 10% raise. I'm making more money. I see what my hourly wage is. It's fantastic. But I run out of money before the end of the month. It's like, what's going on? Well, they had what was called an economics money illusion, that you see the money that you're making, but it doesn't buy. It's just the money is falling off the table because inflation have increased prices. And it's gouging into the money that you have. So similar to the way you started out, I went to the website here, Jefferson Financial's website. There's a calculator, savings, taxes, and inflation. calculator. You can play with the numbers. You kind of get mesmerized. Then you got to watch yourself because all of a sudden the whole day is gone and you've been playing with the calculator all day. So I said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do 20 years, and I'm going to put $1,000 a month in savings. This would be kind of for you, it would be like per hour, but anyway, for month, for most of us. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so amount invested right now is zero. I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to go 20 years. I'm going to put $1,000 a month. So fast forward, what would that be? $240,000 that you put in. Well, interest rates about 1% on savings. Inflation, as I suspected, or as we talked about, I pulled it back to 8%. You got taxes, federal and state. So at the end of the 20 years, let's see what we have. Well, the calculator says I have $265,000. Well, that's not a whole lot, given you've invested this money for 20 years. But that's without taxes or inflation considered. So if everything was, you know, in a perfect world, what would you have with taxes and inflation? $240,000 would be worth $55,000. Wow. You do all that work, you save like you're crazy, every month, you never miss a beat, putting it away dutifully, I need to save for tomorrow, all the cliches come into this, and you have basically $50,000 when you're 20 years older. And how do you recover from that, Tommy? It's inflation is the bug that bites. I've said that before. It's very destructive to the economy, and it really has to be dealt with. And if anything, the Fed is in part responsible for creating the inflation by putting so much money in the system, and so is the federal government, so is Congress, the president.
Mark, I think that
now they got to take it out. They got to raise interest.
I think that's
they got to slow this down.
That's startling. And for those of you that don't understand how important or how damaging inflation is, you can go to jffcu.org, and you don't have to spend the whole day on a calculator, but you may. What's the calculator, Mark? It's jeffersonfinancial.org, and then you click on what, services, and then there's online financial calculators. And which one are we going to use for this?
At the top, loans and credit, a menu will show you financial calculators. And then there's savings, taxes, and inflation calculator. And that's really what we're talking about this morning, the combination of those. And you try to save your money because everybody encourages you to do so. Any money management person would say you need to save some money. And somebody would say, what's the point? What's the point? This is going to be a disaster in 20 years if we had economic conditions that are existing today. And that's the whole point. We need to get inflation back to where it was, 2%. We enjoyed that for almost 30 years. That helped the economy, that raised people's wages, that raised people's savings. It was reported just a couple of months ago, Tom, the 401k plans are at the highest level, the highest balances that they've ever been. So people have enjoyed some increases in wealth.
Life ain't easy. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Monday for Monday Morning Markets with Mark, 7:54. Time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.